and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
You know, what is not news in the food industry but has finally been revealed as news to most of you is that chicken has arsenic in it. Yes, the FDA has finally fessed up and said 70% of the chicken sold has arsenic in it. Ah, Carolina, this means that the chicken you buy in the grocery stores and all restaurants, including those fast food ones, contain arsenic. Wow, that just sounds horrid.
Yeah, ugh, that makes me so sad and anxious. I don't like it at all.
And mad. It makes me angry.
Yeah, no kidding.
So why in the heck would they put arsenic in chicken? How does it get there?
I know, it's so weird to me, Ellen, because when you talk arsenic, you know, I've heard, to me, I relate it to, like, I know that you can get long-term exposure from drinking water, like, because some water may have arsenic. And so over time, you can get long-term exposure and then get the cumulative effect that can cause cancer and other issues. And then also I've heard of arsenic from, like, being in the walls. And so people breathe in, and then they'll have, like, lung issues, including lung cancer. So in the chicken, though, I had to look into it. I really did not know this intuitively. And I said, okay, so it's in my chicken. I want to know why. And this is what I found, is that the reason why they add it is they add it to the chicken feed on purpose. So they know they're doing it because it gives the store-bought chicken the illusion of healthy coloring and that plump appearance. So it makes it look better, I guess. So they add it to the feed of the chicken, and yikes, gross.
It's another food industry trick to the consumer, which is not good for us.
Yeah.
And why can't we just like chicken the way it's supposed to be? You know, just its usual sort of white, sort of maybe even little gray tones, and you're supposed to have yellow fat, not white pasty fat on a chicken to know that it's not been tampered with. So it just makes me irate. Somebody along the line said, yeah, okay, go ahead and do this. It would be the FDA said, yeah, go ahead and do this. But it's part of that world that we just have to speak up and say, no, I'm not going to buy this. I'm not going to subject this to my family, my kids.
Yeah.
Think of all those people who run out and have chicken wings and they think they're having some innocent fun, and they're not, because those chicken wings are not made with organic. And let's talk about how you can avoid it.
And, you know, the arsenic, it's not something to be taken lightly. I talked about the cancer issues, but it's extremely toxic to human health in many different ways. One of the ways is neurological defects in developing fetuses. So that really bothers me because, and young children, that really bothers me because toddlers eat what? Chicken nuggets, right? So especially from those places which are not using good quality chicken. So you're talking about feeding to those developing brain something that's extremely toxic to them. And developing fetuses, so pregnant women are already in higher need for protein, so usually a lot of them tend to turn to eating more chicken, and in turn they're really eating more arsenic with it, and that it completely unknowingly until just now. The good news, like you said, Ellen, is that the FDA did fess up to it, and they did also ask for the drug company, it's actually Pfizer, that produces that arsenic-containing drug that is used on the chicken, and they asked them to stop the manufacturing of that, and apparently this is supposed to go into effect, and so that we will have less arsenic in the chicken. I doubt it they'll ever come out and say it'll be arsenic-free in all of the chicken supply. But
oh my gosh,
yes.
Look at this. You have to go shopping and say sugar-free, fat-free, arsenic-free, what else-free?
I
mean, like, come on, just give me some chicken. I want some just chicken made that has been raised with natural foods that are natural. Because whatever we eat gets ingested and used in our bodies, and positively or negatively. So organic is a safe way to go to avoid arsenic?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. 100% certified organic is going to be the safest choice for you. But there are some other things that you can look. So, you know, if you haven't completely been grossed out about this and you're still going to be buying chicken, because I'm contemplating here, to be honest with you guys.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. There's a reason vegetarians maybe are healthier. I don't know. We have to think about
that. I know, right? Yeah. So if you are going to look, definitely certified organic. A couple of other tips that are helpful, not just for arsenic, but also for freshness and natural, is so if you look at the chicken meat in the package and it looks bright pink in color, probably there's been something added for that color, because chicken is not naturally that bright pink. It should be actually very, very, very soft kind of shade of beige. It shouldn't really be bright pink. The other thing is, when there's fat, like if you're not buying the skinless, but if you're buying something that has the skin on it, the skin is a great indicator for freshness, as well as if there was any other additives to it, because the fat can oxidize depending on what you add. So the fat content on the chicken is supposed to be white to deep yellow. Okay, white to deep yellow. If it looks gray or pasty or, gosh, even shades of greenish in there, those are things that were added to either preserve it or were added to the chicken itself, and it oxidized with the fat and then made it. The other thing that I really like to do for everything that I buy that is in the meat section or the fish section, check on the date on the package. If something has a valid date of more than like 7 to 10 days, that kind of makes me question what has been added to make it last that long. Because chicken and meat and fish really is only fresh for like 3 to 4 to 5 days. So beyond that, maybe something else was added.
And then we can eat less. I mean, people say, oh my gosh, it's so expensive to eat organic. Well, it is, but, you know, think of the health savings. So just buy it and eat less. Just use recipes that you chop it up, and you can cook it, chop it up, put it in salads, you can put it in soups, you can put it in casseroles, you can put it in. You don't have to eat a whole side of chicken when you sit down. But if you want to organic, I mean, that's your choice. But if you're concerned about your budget, then that's the way you do it. You still get bits of chicken, but you're getting healthy chicken that hasn't been tampered with, which is, you know, a big saving, a life-saving, really life-saving decision to make. Arsenic is just nothing. I mean, I don't think anybody has to be convinced that arsenic is not a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But you're right on that, eating less. And remember the portion size. I think people get really distorted on how much of the portion size of chicken they should have on their plate. Remember, technically, a deck of cards, okay, if you think of playing cards, a deck of cards is the perfect visual aid for you to remember what a portion of meat should be, okay, about 3 to 3.5 ounces. So a chicken breast, if it's a nice big chicken breast, sometimes that's two portions in there. So not only eating less of it, but also, like Ellen said, eating it less often as well, and substituting animal protein for plant protein, like your beans, your garbanzo beans, your pinto beans, your navy beans. I could do a whole show on beans. I love beans. So,
well, we're going to do a whole show on beans. We love them. And they, you know, I've learned to move away from that as well, and it's worked really well.
Yeah, I agree. So I hope we have helped clarify some of the questions in the air about arsenic, and have helped you a little bit with some of the brighter news that you can do something about it, and there is an option with the certified organic, and also by eating less of it and less often. So anyways, to find out more and to find some of those recipes that you can make without chicken or with chicken, go to our website. That's KIDKRITICS.org. And for some of our past episodes, visit us on RadioMD.com. You will find all our podcasts there for you to listen and share with anybody you'd want. In the meantime, be sure to eat well and stay well.